Here's a few seconds from comedian and honorary Milwaukeean Jim Gaffigan.
I went camping recently for this next joke, and I married a woman who loves to camp, and I am what you would call indoorsy. I'm surprised we can still get people to camp. Hey, want to burn a couple of vacation days sleeping on the ground outside? No.
What if There's I told not you much more we need to say, except here's Lake Effect essayist Megan Schultz.
We've never done this before, my husband said to me with obvious reluctance. Why don't we just try one night and see how it goes? I agreed because I wanted him to be happy and I really wanted to do this, but I knew how it would turn out with only one night. I knew that setting up a tent and blowing up air mattresses and putting together a camp kitchen in the dry, 90-degree Central California heat only to take it all back down in less than 24 hours was a ridiculous idea. But he was hedging his bets, saving his campground-free card, just in case. It all seems rather foreboding now. Did he know that our 3-year-old would throw up all over himself and every possible crevice of the car seat minutes after the last bag had been packed in the rental and we were about to hit the road? Or that our 5-year-old would spike 102 fever the night before? Did he know that the lake would be stricken with blue-green algae, or that the sign at the park entrance would read, "Dogs and infants are advised to keep out of the water"? Did he know that the lifeguards would shout through the megaphone that no floaties were allowed in the lake on weekends just minutes after we'd finished up the life-size manta ray? Did he know that the tent my dad borrowed from his friends for our family of four would come without instructions because they'd lost them on their honeymoon back in 1979, the last time they set the damn thing up? Did he know that our 3-year-old would later break out in a terrible rash from the natural sunscreen I bought at Whole Foods? Or was it the dairy, or maybe the gluten? And that he would have to leave dinner and drive 20 minutes back to town for a bottle of children's Zyrtec? I know, all that was terrible. But, I'd like to ask him, wasn't it fun to wake up in each other's arms because we'd sunk to the middle of the mattress overnight? When was the last time we got that close in our king-size bed where we lay continents apart, divided by an ocean of pillows? And wasn't it fun to watch our boys play with sticks and hunt for frogs and stare in wonderment at a beetle the size of their hands? Didn't he love watching the joy on their faces when they squeezed marshmallows and chocolate between 2 graham crackers? Or when they looked up to see the first star in the sky overhead? All the things we never do in our city life. If I ever do this again, it's because I love you and I know it means a lot to you, he said to me as we were leaving the campground after breakfast, an hour before the official checkout time. I know he was not in his favorite element, that he doesn't like to be dirty or hot or tired. I know he'd prefer a hotel pool and a tab at the bar because he works 60 hours a week and doesn't want to spend his weekends sweating over manual labor. But sometimes I miss the zone just beyond comfort, the one that directly correlates fear with fun and risk with reward. I hope we don't forget about that zone as we settle into middle age, or raise kids who play it safe while their curiosities are wiped out like the dinosaurs who tower in the stale museum air. We definitely made some memories, he said, as we rehashed the camping trip back at my parents' house on their firm guest bed beneath crisp white sheets. Maybe we can get a bigger tent and the boys and I can try sleeping in the backyard this summer. The lights were out, so he couldn't see me smile. Attaboy, I thought. Attaboy.
Megan Schultz is a mother and writer living on the east side of Milwaukee with her husband and 2 young boys.